Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm joined in the studio by an old friend, but a political opponent forever, by the name of Bob Casey, Scranton school director. And he brought to my attention, these people are crazy. And believe me, don't think it doesn't come to the local level. Wendy Wilson, all right, she was with Cartwright's office. She's a left-wing lunatic. I know her for a long time. I like her. But she's insane. And just a lunatic when it comes to politics. So Rob Bresnahan shows up at a school director's party on Sunday. Scranton school director's party. And they're offended. And so now to tell you the coordination between lunatics, she makes a post, Wendy Wilson does, "Holy guacamole, aren't we supposed to be dedicated to keeping MAGA influence from creeping into the Democrat Party? We're supposed to be Team Blue Revival." In other words, sick, twisted, left-wing lunacy. Now, Bob Casey, for all the times we have disagreed, is a normal Democrat. And that's rare to find as an elected official. So now the funny part, you know, Wendy, whatever. She's Paige Cognetti's hit person. Mayor Paige Cognetti's hit person. She's the person who got hired last year to run the congressional campaign that Paige lies and says she just decided on in September. You know, they're liars. All right. But she knows already what Chris Kelly's column is going to be tomorrow. So don't tell me the left-wing lunatics. It's all coordination. It's all fake. It's all phony. Bob, you've been a Democrat and a loyal Democrat forever. We were on the opposite sides all the time. How do you deal with this?
Well, Bob, I really don't know what's going on. And the reason is
what do you have to do with Rob Bresnahan understanding that he should go to a political party?
Absolutely nothing. I was there to support Joe Brazil, Chizik, Jenna,
yeah,
and Carol. And I was standing there, and I saw Bob Bresnahan and his lovely wife pull up. And this is what people don't understand. The picture that was
she's posting old pictures.
It was done 4 years ago. Bob Bresnahan wasn't a congressman.
Yeah.
I wasn't a school director. It was taken up at Shenanigans in the Poconos.
Yeah.
And
but for an ass like Wendy Wilson, this is a murderous offense.
Well, here's the thing. I mean,
my God, you were friendly with someone who was a businessman.
and both of us weren't in politics.
Yeah.
And Charlotte was on Channel 16 at the time.
Yeah.
And Chelsea, and I said, "Let's do a photo." She was kind enough. At the time, I was being treated for prostate cancer with radiation, and I lost my teeth. But now, all of a sudden, yesterday, I get a call from Chris Kelly, and he's basically saying that I'm the guy that invited Bob Bresnahan. I said, what? And
these people are sick. Now, unfortunately, and they're your party, Bob Casey.
Hey,
they're your political party.
Bob, and that's the amazing part about it, is I was there. He's now a congressman. I'm now a school director. I knew him from years gone by, and I didn't see any problem talking to him for a lot of times. Matter of fact, a lot of the time, I spoke to him how our federal funding was cut at the Scranton School District.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm there working for the people of the city of Scranton. Am I a Democrat? Yes. Am I a loyal Democrat? Yes. But in my role as a school director, I represent Democrats and Republicans.
Like me.
Like you. And my thing is, I believe that you should be able to talk to everybody. Did I invite them? Absolutely not. I mean, all I was there supporting my candidates, my school director candidates. And next thing I know, because I spoke to them, and did I speak to them in a long time? Yeah, we talked about a lot of issues.
Yeah.
And I believe that if you can't talk to the other side, you're never, ever, ever going to get anything done.
Yeah.
And do I agree with a lot of Bob's or Rob's views? Absolutely not. You know how I am, Bob.
But apparently you didn't pass idiot Wendy Wilson's purity test and sick, mentally ill Chris Kelly's.
Well, here's the part that aggravates me. There were other independent candidates at this affair, but nobody attacked anybody for talking to them. I'm, according to that picture and that post that Wendy Wilson put up, who I understand is the press secretary
for Paige Cognetti,
is that I'm a farce. I'm not a Democrat. Well, I've been in Democratic Party for 45 years. And if Wendy Wilson ever walked in here, I wouldn't know her. She's a hired hand for Paige Cognetti. But more important is, I meet people 4 years ago. I have my picture taken with them. Now, all of a sudden, I'm anti-Democrat?
These are insane people in your party, Bob. These are insane people.
And Bob, the reason I'm here today is because they're calling me the fake Bob Casey. Well, I've been in Democratic Party for 45 years. I worked against a guy by the name of Bob Cadero and yes. Munchak. And you know that. You used to call me Garfield. We got to understand, these people aren't our enemies.
Yeah.
They're our opponents. But we're all there for the same reason.
Not for the lunatics.
And if we don't talk to each other, hey, and I'll tell you what, if Sunday happens that we're able to get federal funding for the Scranton School District, I'll take this criticism any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But more important is, I feel that they're trying to drive the Paige Cognetti group, the moderates, out of the party.
Yeah.
If you don't belong to her philosophy, and when Chris Kelly called me yesterday,
well, Bob, we've got to go to news. We'll carry it over. We want to talk about this a little bit more. So hang in there, Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll come back. Bob Casey, Scranton School Director, who is under assault from the left wing lunatics, Wendy Wilson of the Paige Cognetti campaign. And, of course, Paige Cognetti hiding behind her. And Chris Kelly, the mentally ill columnist for the Scranton Times. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Bob Casey's with me, and so Bob, Rob Bresnahan. It's almost hard to get straight. Rob Bresnahan, our congressman, finds out about an event for the Scranton school districts, which, by the way, they're running on both parties. Number one, and he goes to the event for some reason because you had known he and her. Lunatic Wendy Wilson and lunatic Paige Cognetti and now insane person Chris Kelly are attacking you because he showed up at an event in his congressional district. Do I have that right?
Pretty much, Bob. They showed up. I was shocked. Did I know them prior to being on the school board and him in Congress? Yeah, I had a picture taken with them up in, and I had a couple drinks with them up in Shenanigans at Lake Harmony. And
but that's a conspiracy.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden, what I don't understand is why am I getting criticized for something I didn't do? All I can think of is that Mayor Cognetti and her group don't think I'm the right type of Democrat. And as you know, Bob, I have a Democratic pedigree.
Yeah.
And I'll match my Democratic pedigree with hers.
Well, they have a lunatic pedigree. There's a difference.
But, Bob, the bottom line is here, I did nothing wrong. I'm getting accused of something. And more important is, instead of attacking me that I'm not a good Democrat and that I'm running on somebody else's name, which I haven't, why isn't she bringing out and coming out public instead of hiding in City Hall and talk about the problems that we have in the city of Scranton? And seeing that she's running for Congress, some of our national, part of the problem we have in the state and we have in the federal government is people aren't talking. And I'm talking. I explained about what we need in the Scranton School District, and I'm being criticized. And I know that you got to go, and I won't belabor this, but I came here today to tell the people I didn't invite them. I haven't seen him or her in 4 years.
But I mean, insane. Now, and Bob, sometimes there's. I used to have a framed quote on my desk when I was county commissioner, and it said, "Beware of arguing with an insane person, lest you be confused with one." And you're dealing with Wendy Wilson, insane. Paige Cognetti, insane left-wing lunatic. Chris Kelly, he doesn't even touch base with reality. It's scary stuff. So, wow. I feel for you.
Bobby,
I truly do.
Bobby, the bottom line is, I went there as a good Democrat.
Yeah.
And I supported my candidates. And now all of a sudden I'm being accused of a fake Democrat. Well, my question to you, Mayor Cognetti, when are you going to show up at one of our parties?
Mm-hmm.
I only met you once in my life.
And you're an elected Scranton school director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, listen, I take it she's from Oregon and she has different views than we have. But the bottom line is, hopefully, Paige, we're both on the same page.
No, and you're not. I promise you're not. there's normal and there's loony.
Well,
left.
The bottom line is we should be.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. Your next guest, Gene Barrett,
mm-hmm.
he's a good Democrat who had to turn to independent. And I wholly endorse and ask all my friends to vote for Gene Barrett,
mm-hmm.
especially after everything that I'm going through right now.
Amen. Amen. Bob Casey, thank you. And we're going to continue this discussion after Idiot writes his column tomorrow. But, oh, quickly on that point. The picture you had that Wendy Wilson, all right, Paige Cognetti's hack, you only gave it to Chris Kelly. Next thing you know, Wendy Wilson has it.
Correct. And it wasn't on any Facebooks or anything like that. I forgot I even had it.
Wow. They're scary people.
That's part of the reason I came here today, Bob, yeah. because I feel there's a conspiracy to run me out of the Democratic Party.
To run anybody who disagrees. And ladies and gentlemen, so you know, I don't bring up Scranton because I know we serve 13 counties here. Unless it epitomizes what is going on nationally that is bad. And this is right down... This is right down the plate of what I talk about. Bob Casey, thank you for stopping by. And we'll talk again on this subject because Chris Kelly will have his lunatic column tomorrow and we'll deal with it.
Robert, I appreciate it. And someday you got to tell me how you start calling me Garfield.
And someday you got to vote for me. Bob Casey, Scranton School Director.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.